Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, November the 18th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour here. Can you believe it? 1 week away from the big turkey holiday. Gobble, gobble, 1 week away. All right, if anybody has anything to say about what we have talked about here, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, go ahead, caller. What was that nonsense you were volunteering me for earlier?
So what'd you have for dinner last night?
Chicken and noodle soup, and it was homemade chicken and noodle soup, and it was a bomb, if I do say so myself.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, I like making things like that, because then you can put as much or as little salt as you want. My doctor said I should be releasing the salt.
Well, that's good, and you're getting ready for the holidays.
Well, what I'm not getting ready to do is pick people up in a blizzard. You know we shut down if the weather's bad enough, don't you?
Yeah, but I think you would be the type of person who would throw caution to the wind.
And just hook a snowplow up to this baby.
Hook a snowplow up to it and help the people should there be that kind of situation, which I don't think will happen, but you know.
Nope, I'm sort of like a little kid in that regard. When they say no work, it's kind of like when you were a kid and they say snow day.
Oh, you just stay home and under the covers.
Yeah, I just listen to other people who are brave the inclement weather to provide us with news and entertainment like Scott Spears.
Well,
you made it there in that level 3 last year. That gained my respect.
You know, it wasn't a level 3. I was trying to remember.
It was a level 3 because we were shut down.
Yeah, I remember trying to get here that morning was a harrowing experience, but thank goodness I got here.
Right. Well, keep on keeping on, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling, and we'll expect you out there in the blizzard.
You won't be seeing me.
Thank you.
We might be hearing you, but we won't be seeing me.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. If anybody has anything else to say, give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Here we are, another beautiful day as we travel on down the road of life. 17 minutes past the hour. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about it here on the program this morning. Okay. Well, I did say we were going to get to a game here. And I kind of like this. Because we've done Family Feud so many times on this program. It sounds like somebody's messed with the microphones again. Holy mackerel. Here we go. Our whole mic saga continues here at the station. Okay, here we are. We've done Family Feud quite a bit here on the station. And we enjoy doing Family Feud. So what I thought I would do this morning to give away some zoo tickets, is I would create some categories myself that maybe had to do with Ohio or that had to do with Marion. And I think this will be a lot of fun. So, let's do the category here. Now, the category is... Now, there are five answers here. And what this category essentially is, the five most famous women in Ohio broadcasting. And this is a radio station, so a lot of these things have to do with broadcasting. So our Family Feud category here, chosen by me, now usually I don't choose these categories, but the five most famous women in Ohio broadcasting. There are five of them. Who are they? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, these would be legendary broadcasters. None of these people are still with us. These would be, I've mentioned them all on the show from time to time. These would be the five women in Ohio that would have done a lot for the broadcasting industry. Go ahead, caller.
Carlene Marshall.
Not Colleen Marshall. She's not on this list, but maybe on another one. All these people have passed away. These would have been the five female broadcasters, because in those days there weren't a lot of female broadcasters on the air, who really got things rolling here in Ohio. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I can certainly think of two, Scott.
Don't do two.
No, Ruth Lyons, the Cincinnati lady, that's her name, right?
Yes, Ruth Lyons is number two on the list.
Yeah. She has a street named after her in downtown Cincinnati, so quite a legend. Okay, well, I will not hog the show. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Adam comes in with Ruth Lyons. Yes, Ruth Lyons is number two on the list. Who are the other four? All no longer with us. Go ahead, caller.
I grew up with Dorothy Fullhine, so she has to be on there.
Number one on the list, Dorothy Fullhine. You've got it.
All right.
Now, who are we putting in this morning?
Put Mary Kay in.
Put Mary. Well, she might win this morning because, you know, this is kind of a difficult category, I think, for a lot of people.
That's true. But I'm older than she is, and I grew up in Northern Ohio, and I loved Dorothy.
Everybody loved Dorothy up there, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, she was wonderful.
Loved or hated her, I guess it was. There was no middle
ground. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
And have you ever noticed that after Glenn is on by himself that the microphones get screwed up?
Well, it's strange because there must be a gremlin that comes in here who thinks they know what they're doing, and I don't think they know what they're doing.
It's Glenn.
Oh, it's Glenn. We're just going to put the blame on Glenn on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to put a camera up at some point. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Dorothy Fulltime. So we've got number one and number two. We've got Dorothy Fulltime and Ruth Lyons. There are still three others on the list. Who are they? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Madge Cooper?
Madge Cooper, absolutely. Number three on the list. Who are we putting in?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. Judy Smith is in. Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, our own Madge Cooper here in Marion. Very influential in the broadcasting industry in those days. Still two left. We've got Ruth Lyons, Dorothy Fulltime, Madge Cooper. Who are the two that we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
Madge Guthrie.
Absolutely, Madge. Who we got on the line?
Tammy Weber.
All right, Tammy, you're in.
Thank you.
Tammy gets in as well. The delay must have been there a little bit, but Madge Guthrie, Madge Cooper, absolutely. She's on that particular list. So we've got Dorothy Fulltime, Ruth Lyons, Madge Cooper, Madge Guthrie. Who are the other two? Go ahead, caller.
How about Sally Flowers?
You got it. Number five on the list is Sally Flowers. Who we got on the line here? Oh, Pat, it didn't sound like you. How you doing, Pat?
All right.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Pat is out there. Pat is exactly right. Sally Flowers is on that particular list. Pat gave me a clapper, and the other day Angie said, I need a clapper. So now I've got to find Angie a clapper or give her my clapper. You know, the clapper that turns the lights or appliances off and on? I'm going to have to get into that now. Well, there's one left. Who are we missing here? We've got Dorothy Fulltime was number one. Ruth Lyons was number two. Madge Cooper or Madge Guthrie, however you remember her, she was number three. And Sally Flowers was number five. But there's still one left on the list. Who is the real pioneer in Marion Broadcast, or not Marion Broadcasting, the real pioneer in broadcasting for females in Ohio? Who would that have been? Who are we leaving off? Go ahead, caller.
I think I've got another one. If I find it, I'll drop it off.
Oh, hey, thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Well, we may solve our clapper problem here fairly quickly. Who's the other woman in Ohio broadcasting that we're leaving off this list who was a big deal? I'm sure I've brought her up on this show before. We got four of the five. I'm impressed. We got Dorothy Fulltime, Ruth Lyons, Madge Cooper, Sally Flowers. Who is the one that we're missing? The other big name, the other big female, it has to be a female. Well, there's a car going about 150 miles an hour down the road outside here. Who's the other big female broadcaster in Ohio in the early days of broadcasting? Go ahead, caller.
How about Andrea Camburn?
Not Andrea Camburn, but that's a good guess.
Alrighty.
Now, one of the clues here, this person is no longer with us. Nobody on this list is still alive. These were really the pioneers in broadcasting for females here in Ohio. So we've got Dorothy Fulltime. She was up in Cleveland. We got Ruth Lyon. She was down in Cincinnati. We've got Madge Cooper. She was here in Marion. We've got Sally Flowers. She was in Columbus and also spent some time here in Marion. And one left. Who is the one that we do not have? The legendary broadcaster. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What legendary female broadcaster are we not mentioning? We've got Mary, Judy Smith, Tammy, Pat in the competition here today. Who is the legendary broadcaster in the female area that we're not remembering? Here in Ohio, it's a legendary Ohio female broadcaster. Who would it be? 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Easter Straker?
Nobody said Easter Straker, and she is. I'm impressed with you this morning that you got Easter Straker.
I do listen from time to time. So
now here's what's going to be. Do you remember where Easter Straker did her show?
No, I just remember the name from listening to you.
She was over in Lima.
Oh, Lima, okay.
Lima, Ohio. So that rounds out the five. We've got Dorothy Fulltime, Ruth.
Isn't that a neat name, Easter?
Well, you know, I've never known anybody named Easter besides her.
That's kind of neat.
It's a very unique name. You've got it. Well, we've got you in.
Okay.
Thank you. Sarah's out there. She snuck in with it. Those were really the five women in Ohio broadcasting that were big deals in the early days. Dorothy Fulltime, Ruth Lyons, Madge Cooper, Easter Straker, and Sally Flowers. All right. Well, hey, everybody's doing pretty good this morning. We knocked that category right out of the way. We've got Mary, Judy Smith, Tammy, Pat, and Sarah in the competition. Now, this category is a big category. Well, we'll do this one today because we've got 33 minutes left, but it's a big category. As a matter of fact, we've got 14 answers, and I have compiled this list myself. And a matter of fact, I was even holding off on doing this list because I thought, am I forgetting anybody who should be on this particular list? A matter of fact, one just came to mind that I forgot. So there's going to be 15 people on this particular list. Okay, let me think. Is there anybody else I'm forgetting? Okay, I don't think so. Well, there probably is one here. Hold on. Let me add... The more people on the list, the more chances we'll have to win here. Okay, I think this person probably goes on the list. Okay, I'm going to put that person on the list as well. I think that's it. We've got 18 people on this list. So 18 chances for people to get in. Now, this is a mix. Some of these people, some people are dead, but famous Columbus, Ohio TV legends. Well, not broadcasting. Let's say broadcasting. Famous Columbus broadcasting legends. We've got 18 of them. Who would they be? 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, I'm going to add another one that just slipped my mind there. So there are 19 now, 19 chances to get in on this. 19 Columbus, Ohio legends. Go ahead, caller.
Your buddy Jimmy Crum.
Well, absolutely. I hate to say it, but he is number two on the list. You got it. Who are we putting in?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith gets in again. Yes, Jimmy Crum, number two on the list. Thank you.
Mm.
Jimmy Crumb, clocks in at number 2 on the list. You know what? I'm going to put an even 20 on here because there's another one that I forgot. So now we've got 20 chances to get in. All right, go ahead, caller.
I can think of many, Scott, but I shall not hog. Let's go for one of my favorites, Bob Connors. He's got to be there.
Oh, Bob Connors is not on the list.
Well, he certainly should be.
Well, no, not on the list that I've compiled here.
Okay, well, let me mention someone else, someone who recently passed away, much too young, Chris Bradley.
Chris Bradley is on the list. Yes, Chris Bradley was number 18 on the list.
I think he's well-deserved, but Bob Connors, I'll talk to him posthumously. I'm sorry, you should be on the list, Bob.
Well, I just think of this.
I was always a fan of Bob.
Well, Bob was very good, but I think of the 20 I've got here, I don't think Bob Connors would be above these 20.
Okay, well, that's okay. I mean, but we do agree he was a great morning
host. Oh, absolutely.
Well, very good. Always laid back, quirky at times, but reliable also.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad Chris made the list because we lost him much too early.
Yep. Number 18.
All right, see you later,
Thank
Scott.
You, bye-bye. All right, Chris Bradley on the list at number 18, the late Channel 6 and Channel 10 weatherman. Very, very, very good guy. Okay, so we've got Jimmy Crumb and Chris Bradley, famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasters. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jim Ganahl?
Jim Ganahl, how could he not be on the list? He's number 8 on the list. Who do we got?
Tammy Weber.
All right, Tammy, good to have you out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tammy Weber gets in. Of course, Jim Ganahl is on the list. Jim Ganahl at number 7 on the list of top Ohio broadcast personalities. Go ahead, caller. Columbus, Ohio broadcast personalities.
Dave Kaler.
Dave Kaler, absolutely. Dave Kaler's number 5 on the list. So we put Judy Smith in again. We've got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Dave Kaler, number 5 on the list. So we've got Jimmy Crumb at number 2, Dave Kaler at number 5, Jim Ganahl at number 7, Chris Bradley at number 18. We've got 20 of them. Go ahead, caller.
Walter Cronkite.
Not Walter Cronkite, but a good guess. I don't think Walter did his show out of Columbus. Now remember, this is Columbus, Ohio, Broadcasting Legends. Columbus, Ohio, Broadcasting Legends. We've got 20 of them here. They were all out of Columbus. Go ahead, caller.
Andrea Camburn.
Andrea Camburn did not make the list.
Oh.
No Andrea Camburn.
How about Colleen Marshall?
Well, see, we now you're double-guessing like Adam now. Oh, my. Yes, Colleen Marshall is on the list. Let's see where I put her. She was number 11 on the list. Colleen Marshall, number 11 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
All right. Only one guess per call because there were a lot of Columbus, Ohio people. Andrea Camburn does not make the list, but Colleen Marshall does at number 11. So, here we are. Columbus, Ohio Broadcasting Legends. We've got 20 of them. We've only named 5 of them. Go ahead, caller.
Jerry Rather.
Who's that? Well, who?
So, what is it? Jerry Rather.
Jerry Rather. I'm not familiar with him. Not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Jerry Rather. I'm not sure, Jerry Rather. Name doesn't ring a bell with me. Dan Rather rings a bell. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bob Nunley?
Bob Nunley. You know what? Bob did not make the list.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yes, Bob Nunley did not make the top 20 list here on WWGH. We've got quite a few here, though. Go ahead, caller.
Jerry Rip.
Oh, yes, Jerry Revish. He was number 17 on our list. He was there quite a while.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. There's our friend, Mrs. Shirk. We will put her here on the list today. Jerry Revish, number 17 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Bob Nunley's from Marion, but he worked in Columbus, so that's an interesting sidelight.
Yeah, but I just don't think he makes the list.
It would be fascinating to see how many of these people you've talked to on the air. So I'm going to name somebody you've talked to recently. Again, this guy's got one of the best voices I've ever heard, Paul Keels. He should be there with Ohio State being so well-known.
You know, Paul Keels did not make the list.
Okay, well, that's a good guess. I just love his voice, and he was so cordial when he talked to you. But okay, well, I tried. I was going to correct the person with Jerry Revish also. Maybe the person was thinking of Dan Rather combining with Jerry Revish, and that would be a good combination to have the skills of both of those guys. But Revish also an excellent newsman,
and he did make the list.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, Paul Keel's not on the list, but Jerry Revish was on the list at number 17. So Jerry Revish on the list here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Doug Adair.
Doug Adair, absolutely. Number 3 on the list this morning. What's your name?
Gregson.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, how's life?
Life's busy.
I bet that's true. Well, good to know you're out there listening.
Yep, nice to talk to you, Scott.
Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Used to do call-ins with Greg and his brother, and, Charlie. Charlie Sins was quite a guy. So it's good to hear. I hope Mrs. Sins is doing well. I haven't seen her in quite a while. I hope she's doing okay. Charlie's wife. Good to hear from Greg. That's great. Doug Adair, though. Doug Adair, I always said if you wanted an anchor man and you were going to cut him out of a piece of paper, it would be Doug Adair. Number 3 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about John Corby?
Oh, you know, John Corby, the late John Corby, did not make the list, but he was very popular, no doubt about it.
All right.
Thank you. John Corby does not make the list. You know, John Corby was on this station at one point. I was on with John Corby. I was not hosting that show, but it was an interesting show, to say the least. John Corby was an interesting guy. All right, go ahead, caller.
Spook Reckman.
You know, I am so glad I thought that would be the one of the 20 nobody would ever get. Absolutely. Spook Beckman, okay. Number 10 on the list.
All righty.
Now, for people who don't remember Spook Beckman, what are your memories of him?
Oh, gosh, it's been so long.
I thought he was
funny.
Yeah, he was kind of, he was a radio guy, but he also did do television.
Right.
But he was a big deal in Columbus.
Didn't he play the clown, Flippo the clown?
No, that was Bob Marvin.
Okay.
Yeah, but Spook Beckman is, I'm so glad you brought up his name. Hey, thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, bye-bye.
Absolutely, Spook Beckman. How could anybody go wrong with Spook Beckman? He was such a big personality. Number 10 on the list. That was the one I thought we'd have trouble getting. Go ahead, caller.
Ben Gelber.
Ben Gelber, absolutely. Ben Gelber is number 8 on the list. All right. Is this Charlene?
Yes.
All right, Charlene. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm having a little trouble with my headset this morning and having trouble recognizing people's voices, oddly enough. But yes, Ben Gelber is on the list. Ben comes in at number 8 on our list. Go ahead, caller.
Last call for me, Scott, I promise. I have 2 guesses. I'll just give one. Did you want to hear the male guess or the female guess?
Well, let's go with the female.
Angela Pace.
Angela Pace.
Love her voice.
Angela Pace was number 6 on the list.
Yes, she deserves it. Great, great newscaster.
All right, thank you very much. Angela Pace comes in at number 6 on our list here of the top 20 Columbus, Ohio, but really broadcasting personalities ever. She is number 6 on the list. So we've got Jimmy Crum at number 2, Doug Adair at number 3, Dave Kaler number 5, Angela Pace 6, Jim Ganahl 7, Ben Gelber 8, Spook Beckman 10, Colleen Marshall 11, Jerry Revish 17, and Chris Bradley 18. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dave Kaler?
Somebody did get Dave Kaler. Yeah, Dave is on the list.
Yeah. I must have missed it when I walked out of the room.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, I'm surprised somebody got Spook Beckman now.
Weren't you?
I remember him way back when, 6:10 in the afternoon.
Oh, when Phyllis said the name Spook Beckman, I thought, I am so happy, because that was the one I thought.
Bumper time.
Well, tell people how big a deal Spook Beckman was.
Yep, later.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Spook Beckman was an absolute legend in the Columbus area. So, yes, we did get Spook Beckman at number 10 on the list here of legendary Columbus, Ohio broadcasters. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Lou Forrest?
Lou Forrest? Uh-huh. Lou Forrest is not on the list, but he was good. I remember him very well.
Yeah, I liked him. Okay.
Yep. Lou Forrest, not on the list here today, but a very good broadcaster in his own right. 39 minutes past the hour here. All right, let's see who's coming down the pike. We're going to give away some Columbus Zoo tickets at the end of this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Cabot Ray.
Cabot Ray. Cabot Ray is number 16 on the list. You have got it. Is this Tammy?
Yes, it is.
All right, you're in, Tammy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Tammy gets in again. Cabot Ray, number 16 on our list of top 20 Columbus, Ohio broadcast personalities over the last, well, what's it been now, 70 years that big-time broadcasting has been in Columbus, Ohio? So we've got Jimmy Crum, Doug Adair, Dave Kaler, Angela Pace, Jim Ganahl, Ben Gelber, Spook Beckman, Colleen Marshall, Cabot Ray, Jerry Revish, and Chris Bradley. We still have quite a few here to go. We still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're just over halfway there. We've still got 9 that have not been named. 9 big personalities. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
About Tom Gleba.
No, good guess, though. Good guess, though. Good personality.
Yep.
Yep. Good person, not on the list. Who are the remaining 9? Columbus, Ohio broadcasting legends. We've always seen them here in Marion because that's kind of the TV and radio we got. Go ahead, caller.
Tino Ramos.
Not Tino Ramos. Tino Ramos.
Okay.
Tino Ramos does not make the list. 740-383-9944. Top broadcasting personalities in Columbus, Ohio. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Chet Long.
Not Chet Long. There's another good guess. Chet Long was a legendary Columbus, Ohio broadcaster without question. No Chet Long on the list today. Okay, who are these remaining 9? Go ahead, caller.
How about Mona Scott?
Mona Scott, absolutely. Mona Scott came in with Doug Adair, and they did great till they got that divorce.
Yes, well, that's why they were having the affair up in Cleveland, and that's why they left Cleveland.
Now, were they having an affair up there?
Oh, yeah. Long story.
Oh. Well, that's a... Well, you know, did Dorothy Fulltime know about that? She knew everything that went on in Cleveland.
Well, she probably knew, but that wasn't... Stirring up trouble wasn't necessarily her forte. It was sticking to comments that were relevant.
Now, you think that Dorothy Fulltime wasn't into stirring up trouble?
No.
No, she was a nice quiet lady, kind of shy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very, very, very short.
Very. Yeah, I think she was about 4'7", wasn't she?
Yeah, I met her once, and it made me feel good because I was taller than she was.
Now, when you met Dorothy, now there's something. What was she like in person?
She's just as nice in person as she was on TV.
I mean, where did you meet her? Was it like at the grocery store?
No, it was at an event, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, well, you probably didn't catch her on a bad day, because she could be a little cranky from time to time.
Well, yeah, and very opinionated, but sometimes you didn't know what her stance really was.
Yeah, but how could you miss her, this big orange hair that she had?
I was going to say, yeah. She did, yeah, she had to have dyed it.
Well, and she told people she dyed it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she picked that color.
Well, I think she was originally probably a redhead, but for some reason, it came out orange as she got older.
Yeah, could be. But she was a wonderful individual.
Absolutely.
So.
But Mona Scott, you got it. Number 14.
Yes. All right. Put Mary Kay back in again.
Done. Got it.
Bye.
Mary in again. Mona Scott comes on the list at number 14. Does anybody remember Mona Scott and Doug Adair? When they blew into Columbus, that was one of the biggest deals there ever was. All right, go ahead, caller.
Marshall McPeak.
No Marshall McPeak on the list. Marshall McPeak does not make the list of great Ohio broadcasters. Although they are, but you can only put 20 on the list. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Anybody guess Ted Hart yet?
No, not on the list, though, but a good guess. a good guess, but not on the list. So far we've got Mary, Judy Smith, Tammy, Pat, Sarah, Phyllis, Greg. A lot of good people in today. Go ahead, caller.
Probably not famous for good reasons, but Mike Davis.
You know, I was debating of putting him on the list. I mean, he certainly was well known, but I think he's kind of fallen off the top 20 after what happened to him.
Yeah, he kind of went down the list.
Yeah, went right down the list. I don't think
all
he's
right
on there. Thank you, though. Yeah, Mike Davis does not make this particular list today. Now, if we ever do an infamous Columbus, Ohio broadcasters list, certainly he would probably be number one on that particular list. Go ahead, caller.
Let me say Tom Bosco.
Tom Bosco. No Tom Bosco on the list. Nobody said Tom Bosco, and Tom Bosco not on this particular list. Famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasters. I think we still got eight left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bob Bender?
Bob Bender. You know, I should have put Bob on the list. Bob's not on the list, but he certainly was a very good broadcaster.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Our own Bob Bender here in Marion. Absolutely, I should have put Bob on the list. That is my mistake, to be honest with you, because Bob was really, really good. All right. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 broadcasters left. Great Columbus, Ohio broadcasters. What 7 are left? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. At the end of the hour, we're going to draw for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Remember, zoo lights, I believe, start this weekend. Does anybody have the answers here? Famous Columbus? We don't even have number one yet. Can you imagine that? We don't have number one, who, in my opinion, was probably the most famous Columbus, Ohio broadcaster of them all. We got number two, Jimmy Crum. We got number three, Doug Adair. But we didn't get number one. We've still got 7 left. Does anybody have any idea who they are? Now, remember, famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasters. Now, you could be any type of broadcaster. You don't have to be the news. You could be the weather. You could be radio. You could be anything. Go ahead, caller.
I just had a question, Scott. I don't have to guess if you don't want me to. Did you make this list yourself? I wasn't quite sure.
Yes, I did make this list myself.
Okay, I'm thinking a lot of people that have been on the station probably are going to be on there. I have an idea who might be number one. He's definitely been on with you. Can I make a guess or let someone else try? He was the male for my choice I gave you a couple minutes ago.
Well, go ahead, shoot it in there.
Fritz the Night Owl. He's got to be there.
Fritz is on the list. He's not number one. He's number 12. But yes, Fritz the Night Owl is on the list.
I don't know. I'm not sure who number one is, but I'm certainly curious, as most of us are. When did you think of this list? I didn't know it was a Scott original.
Well, I was thinking of it yesterday, and I was putting... Well, actually, I think it started on Monday, and I started to put it together, and I kept thinking of more names, and then I wanted to arrange it really on the popularity, not my personal preference, and
right.
I think it's right.
Okay, yeah, so far, I mean, I disagree about Bob Connors, but everybody else I'm pretty much in tune with. Okay,
okay.
Larry Fritz is on there, number 12.
Number 12,
later.
Thank you. Yeah, see, now there's a guy who wasn't exactly a news broadcaster, but certainly a big Columbus, Ohio broadcasting personality. Fritz the Night Owl comes in at number 12. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dom Tabari?
Who?
Dom Tabari.
Oh, Dom Tabari. Dom Tabari, not on the list, but that's a good guess. Dom Tabari does not make our list, although he's done a lot of great things in the Columbus area. There's no doubt about that. Certainly when it comes to texting while driving and the very sad event with his daughter, we certainly know the name Dom Tabari. All right. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ted Williams, a man with a golden voice?
Golden voice. We certainly can't overlook him. He got national fame, number 9 on the list.
All right.
We got it. Thank you. Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, comes in at number 9 on our list today of great Columbus, Ohio broadcasting legends. Go ahead, caller.
How about Joe Holbrook?
Joe Holbrook, absolutely. Weatherman emeritus in Columbus, Ohio. Joe Holbrook comes in at number 4.
Okie doke.
Thank you, Ralph.
Bye.
Yes, how could we forget old Joe Holbrook? We got Ben Gelber and Jim Ganahl and Chris Bradley, but before any of them came on the scene, there was Joe Holbrook at Channel 10, and he was there for like 40 years or something. Joe Holbrook, number 4 on the list here. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 1 is still on the list. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about Flippo?
Number 1 on the list. How in the world did we miss that one?
I don't know.
I thought that would be the first name out of the gate. Flippo the Clown. Everybody has such special memories of him, and it took us nearly to the end to get him.
Yeah, and the last time I saw him, he was in line at White Castle, and he had one of those little, it was a Yugoslavian little car, and I have no idea how in the hell he fit in it. Yugo, that was what it was. He was driving a Yugo, stopping at a White Castle on, I think it was Morris or 161.
So you recognize Flippo out of the costume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had that voice and that look, and he was just as ugly without the makeup on as he was with it.
Well, now, what year would this have been? I'm trying to picture of what
it
was.
Oh, it had
like.
To be 8 or 10 years ago, at least.
Well, probably longer than that, because I believe he's been dead for about 15.
Okay, well, then it was 15, because shortly after, within a year after that, he had passed away.
And he got bigger as he got older.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a bigger guy by the end, but yes, there's no doubt in my mind, or I think anybody else's, that Flippo would be number 1 on this list.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So put Barry K in the third time.
All right, thank you. Flippo the Clown, I could not believe it took that long to get Flippo the Clown. Of course he's number 1 on the list. All right, Flippo the Clown. So now we've got 3 left. Who are the... No, 4. We've still got 4 left. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer, I believe, is in Cincinnati, not Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Good guess, though. Not Jerry Springer. 740-383-9944. We've got 16 of them, still 4 left to go. Famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasters from any era. Could be anybody. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dave Kaler?
Dave Kaler. You know, somebody already got Dave. He was on the list. Number 5.
Okay.
All right. Dave Kaler was number 5 on the list. Absolutely. An Upper Sandusky boy. What 4 are we missing here when it comes to Columbus, Ohio personalities? We've still got 4 left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Angela Ann?
Not Angela Ann, but I do like her quite a bit. She does a good job.
Okay.
Angela Ann, not on our list today. Now remember, these can be any type of broadcaster. It can be a news person, a weatherman, a radio broadcaster in Columbus. It can be somebody like Flippo who did a kid's show. It can be anybody who was on television or radio at any time in the Columbus area, at any time in the last 70... I guess it's been 70 plus years now. I'm going to run this down for you again so you know who's on the list so far. We've got Flippo the Clown, Jimmy Crumb, Doug Adair, Joe Holbrook, Dave Kaler, Angela Pace, Jim Ganahl, Ben Gelber, Ted Williams, Spook Beckman, Colleen Marshall, Fritz the Night Owl, Mona Scott, Cabot Ray, Jerry Revish, and Chris Bradley. Still, what do we got? Are we down to 4 or 3 here? 4. Still 4 left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about Heather Pick?
Not Heather. Oh, I remember. You know, Heather Pick. I remember the morning that she left. She was a great broadcaster.
Yes, she was.
Thank you. Yep. Heather Pick. Boy, there's a name I haven't heard for a while. I don't want to misquote this, but I think she was the one who had the cancer battle on the air. And, boy, she was a really talented lady, to be honest. Did the morning news there for quite a while on Channel 10, I believe it was. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Andrea Cameron, whatever her name was?
Andrea Cameron's not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Andrea Cameron does not make our list this morning. Still 4 left to go. 4 Columbus, Ohio television broadcasting legends that we have not named as of yet of the 20 we started with. Go ahead, caller.
Sally Flowers.
Yes, we just had Sally on the last list. She's number 19 on this one. Sally Flowers.
Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. I thought she'd come up earlier than this, too. We just had her on the list of famous females in Ohio broadcasting. Boy, somebody's got a steam horn out there that drives by and honks at us. But we like that. Sally Flowers, number 19 on the list. Only three left now. Who are the remaining three? Columbus, Ohio broadcasting legends. And we have quite a few people here in the competition this morning. Ted, Mary, Ralph, Greg Sens called in this morning. It was good to hear from him. Go ahead, caller.
What about Paul Harvey?
I don't think Paul Harvey was out of Columbus.
Okay, thanks.
But he certainly was popular. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure aired on Columbus, Ohio radio stations. Paul Harvey, a legendary broadcaster. Now, these people were all based in Columbus at the time of their popularity. Still, what, three left to go here? Who are the three that we don't have? Famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasting personalities. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
How about Daddy Wags?
You know, Daddy Wags, not on the list. He should be after being here a few weeks ago, but not on the list today.
All right, thank you.
All right, no Daddy Wags on the list today. Do want to remind people, though, you can pick up your zoo tickets from 11 to 1 today, or 2 to 4. 11 to 1, 2 to 4. And so far we've got Brian, Pat, Judy C., and Todd, who have tickets here to pick up. And we'll have one more to add to this list after, well, when we do our drawing here in the next 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. Famous Columbus, Ohio broadcasting personalities. Who are the three we're not mentioning here? All right, let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how about Chet Long?
Not Chet Long, but there's another good one.
Thank you.
Not Chet Long, but a very good Columbus, Ohio personality. What three are we missing? 740-383-9944. All big deals. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if you had Mindy Dreher.
Mindy Dreher, you're not on the list, but she certainly is very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No Mindy Dreher on the list today. She did not make the top 20. Three left, though. Who are they? Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about Dom Tiberi?
Not Dom Tiberi, but that's a good guess, too. Not Dom Tiberi. Dom did not make the top 20, which, again, the list is compiled by me, so it's a very subjective list here today. Top 20 Columbus, Ohio broadcasting legends over the last 70-plus years. Still three left to go. We've got Flippo, Jimmy Crum, Doug Adair, Joe Holbrook, Dave Kaler, Angela Pace, Jim Ganahl, Ben Gelber. Go ahead, caller.
Mona Scott.
We already got her. She was number 14.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mona Scott already on the list at number 14. Still three left to go. We've got Sally Flowers, Chris Bradley, Jerry Revish, Cabot Ray, Mona Scott. Still, go ahead, caller.
How about Walter Cronkite?
Not Walter Cronkite.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not Walter Cronkite. I believe Walter was based out of New York. These people, when they did their broadcast, were all based out of Columbus, Ohio. Now, we can probably take a few more calls here, but not many. Don't forget Glenn Coble, 10 to 12, and Swap Shop, 12 to 1, and Adam, 2 to 3. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Have you got Bob Nunley?
We didn't put Bob Nunley on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No Bob Nunley on the list today. Now, Glenn's eyes batted wide open there. What's your problem with... Bob Nunley's not in the top 20.
He's probably one of the very few names that I recognize that you're doing here.
Well, that's just because you met him down at the Popcorn Festival. Go ahead, caller.
How about Spook Beckman?
Spook Beckman, yeah. We did pick him up on the list earlier. He was number 10.
Did you?
Yep. Thank you.
Go.
Spook Beckman did make the list at number 10. All right, we can probably take two more calls here. Columbus, Ohio Broadcasting Legends. And we'll finish this list up tomorrow if we don't get it done today. Still three on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Marianne Michaels?
Of course, Marianne Michaels. How could we leave the Marianne girl off this list?
I would wonder.
Absolutely. Okay. Marianne Michaels. We got her. Thank you. Marianne Michaels comes in at number 20 on the list here. She was at Channel 4 and Channel 6 as an anchor and broadcaster. Two left. Who are the two that we don't have? Go ahead, caller.
Was Doug Adair already mentioned?
Yeah, Doug Adair was number 3 on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Doug Adair, number 3. Well, we're going to do the drawing. Now, everybody think all night long because there are still two on here that we don't have. Famous Ohio Broadcasting, Columbus, Ohio Broadcasting Legends. Go ahead, caller.
How about Yolanda Harris there, Scott?
No Yolanda Harris on the list today.
Really?
No. No, she didn't make
all
it.
Right.
No Yolanda Harris. Okay, we're going to do the drawing today for Columbus Zoo tickets. We've got Mary, Judy Smith, Tammy, Pat, Sarah, Jean, Phyllis, Greg, Charlene, Ralph, Ted. Okay, I'm going to do one more call, and then we'll do the drawing. All right, go ahead, caller.
Fritz the Night Owl.
Fritz, we got Fritz. He was number 12.
Oh. Okay,
thank
sorry.
You. Nope, no problem double guessing. I know people come into the show from time to time. All right, Glenn, a list. Now, everybody think tonight, what two broadcasting legends have we not mentioned here on this show? Go ahead, caller.
Was Willard Scott out of Columbus?
No, Willard was not a Columbus, but not a bad guess. All right, we'll save the two for tomorrow. Glenn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think we got 18 here. 18. Number between 1 and 18 for Columbus Zoo tickets. Zoo lights start Saturday, I think.
14.
14. Who's our big winner today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Our winner today is Tammy. I don't know if Tammy's ever won here on this station before. Go ahead, caller. Nope. Well, must have realized the show was over. All right. Tammy gets a pair of zoo tickets. Remember, you can pick those up 11 until 1 today, and then 2 till 4 this afternoon. All right, and I think that's it. They realize we're done. Okay, Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
Charlie, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
The talk show pioneer, Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show. And I kept saying, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money.